News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Like the suffragettes before them, climate change protesters will be proved right in time. That is the view of Elaine Crorey, feminist and activist and campaigner on all of this, on the Just Stop Oil protesters. And she joins us, but we are also joined by Ian O'Doherty, columnist with the Irish Independent. Let me come to you first of all, Elaine. Why do you see the Just Oil protesters to be akin to the suffragettes?
Good morning, Ciara. The way I see it, in a couple of years' time or a couple of decades' time, the conversation will have shifted on climate the same way as it did at the time the suffragettes started out. There was really no widespread acceptance that women deserved the right to vote or were able to handle the right to vote. I mean, some of the narrative around at the time was simply that they were relying on a false premise that women were intelligent and responsible enough to vote. And when that view changed, so did the view that they should be allowed the right to vote. In my view, Just Stop Oil are making an argument about climate and about how much of a crisis it will be when it fully and completely arrives on our shores. And arguably, to some degree, it already has, but that it's going to get worse.
OK, and so a bit like the suffragettes who disrupted things and who protested and chained themselves to railings and threw themselves under horses or what have you. That kind of level of I suppose, disruptive protest is justified because of the cause is what you're saying.
To some degree, the suffragettes were far more violent. You know, they broke windows. The example that I used in the article was one in Northern Ireland or the North, Lillian Mecca, who her and her colleagues blew up Lisburn Cathedral.
Okay.
You know, those were much more violent.
All right. Ian, is she right?
Well, I'm just, as usual, when it comes to dealing with Just Stop Oil people, I'm just struck really mostly by their modesty and their very modest claims that, hey, we're just modern suffragettes. How incredibly modest of you to appropriate one of the most famous civil rights movements in modern times. How incredibly modest. And the thing is, the main difference is that the suffragettes, their aim was to liberate half of the population. Now, it's slightly more complex than that in terms of who they wanted to vote and who got the terms of the vote at the time, in terms of, you know, class and status and stuff like that. But by and large, we can say that their aim was to liberate half of the population and to give them equal suffrage and to give them equal franchise. Just Stop Oil's aim, on the other hand, rather than liberating half of the population, seems to be to immiserate all of the population, to make everybody's life more difficult, to force builds up to try and get people to use unworkable forms of energy, to try and stop using oil by 2030 by bringing in this ridiculous net zero plan, which would plunge us back into a new dark ages. And funny enough, actually, now that I mentioned the dark ages, there's a certain similarity I find between Just Stop Oil and a lot of the millenarian death cults we saw at the end of the Black Death. And it's like our modern equivalent of the Black Death was the pandemic and lockdown. And these miserable little doom goblins spend 2 years in lockdown doom scrolling through TikTok, and they come out of it the other end completely freaked out. And I do feel sorry for them. And like a lot of the millenarian death cults, they Just Stop Oil even have their own leader in your man Roger Hallam, who's currently in prison. Now, I must say, I do, as much as I laughed at the sentences at the that were given to the four Just Stop Oil people, I do think the sentences were probably a bit harsh. But if you look at Roger Hallam, he's a deeply, deeply strange individual. You only have to look at his comments about the Holocaust, for example, and the way he dismissed the Holocaust.
All right, well, we're kind of moving off the point a little bit.
No, but hold on a second, Kerr. This is an organization that is so arrogant that they think the rest of us oikes have never heard of climate change or don't know anything about climate change. And so that's going to alert us to climate change is somebody throwing a can of paint.
Let me bring Elaine back in. Elaine, would you like to address some of Ian's points there?
I would, yeah. I mean, thanks, Ian, for calling me humble. I'm not actually involved in Just Stop Oil at all, but I'll take the compliment anyway. Just that point about trying to immiserate people, acting as though people haven't heard of climate change, the point of the goal is to get the government to act, my understanding is. And we are, of course, talking about an organisation operational in Britain, where they have very different approach to climate, at least under the last government, which is when all of the incidents we're talking about happened. And we don't really know how the new government's going to be. Then, for example, the Irish government or lots of other European governments, it's aimed at getting the public engaged enough to force the government to act in a certain way. That's what all of these previous movements, I mean, the suffragettes is one of them, but there's many others. It's not aimed at immiserating people. What it's saying is, if you leave it long enough, if you ignore the problem until it's impossible to be ignored any longer, that will immiserate people in ways, you know, far beyond being delayed.
Yeah, what about that, Ian, that if climate change proves to be as catastrophic as is being predicted, that you know, it will be about, you're talking about suffragettes liberating half the population, it will be about, I suppose, trying to protect half the population from the effects of the world population from the effects of climate change.
Well, if they want to change any government's attitude, let them try and change the Chinese government's attitude. They're going to be burning more than 4 billion tonnes of coal this year. Any change we make will have absolutely no impact whatsoever. The only thing we will manage to do is make life a bit more ridiculous. What do they think we're going to do without oil? What do they think we are going to do without oil? How we will plunge ourselves into darkness, we'd be living in caves or living in ditches and eating sticks. We need oil to keep things going. If you want to make a difference, you look at the polluters. You look at the main polluters. Britain, for example, is 0.001 of the pollutants. We are even less. Right. And we have this insane desire to be seen as the best in the class.
So you think it's a virtue signalling thing?
The Chinese and the Indians are laughing because they're opening up new mines every second week. And so this is just
a
ridiculous degree of virtue signalling.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there just because of time constraints, although I would very much like to continue it. And I think we may come back to it as well. Elaine, thank you very much for joining us this morning and for starting the conversation. That is Elaine Crowley, their feminist, activist and campaigner. And that is, of course, Ian O'Doherty, columnist with the Irish Independent. I would love to know what you think about it. But we are out of time for the morning, Shane.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.